Okay, good day. This is Believe in the Magic Tracy. May blessings be poured upon you on this day. May you recognize those blessings and have some gratitude and some praise to the Lord. So it's July 2nd. I'm sitting outside. It's actually fairly decent weather. It had been very, very hot for a couple days and not very nice to be outside. And currently it's nice, and I have my poodle sitting here with me. He and I went to Cox Arboretum this morning, and he did some people training of how to behave around people instead of jumping on them. But then he was naughty this afternoon because he was running around our front yard while we were on an important call. I was busy cleaning up a mess. You know, there, my husband and my oldest were trying to, you know, do this phone call, and he's out there. Every time we get near him, he would run off. He thought it was a game. So, as I said, it's July 2nd, and our town is actually getting ready to have the fireworks and their 3rd of July block party. Last year, we didn't get to have that because of COVID season, and my husband hadn't had a chance to go to any of the 4th of July celebrations for the last 2 years because he was actually in Key West on coming home on the 4th of July 2 years ago. They did a Boy Scout camp down in Key West, and I went and picked him up. I don't remember if they went with us to the fireworks or not. I know I went. They may have gone, but they were probably just so tired, so he doesn't remember much. Anyway, so we're getting ready for that, which is going to be interesting because my oldest has to work, and we need to make sure we get him to work and everything. So we've got to break everything up and not do things as typical as we usually do. So tomorrow afternoon, we'll go to the block party, take him to work, and then, on the 4th of July, usually the parade is at 10 a.m., but because, it's a Sunday, they're going to have it at, 2. He's got to be at work at 4, so he, will go for about an hour or so of the parade before dropping him off, and then he gets done at 9, and so then fireworks start at 10. So he's fortunate to be able to, you know, go to work and then go to the fireworks. So 4th of July is going to be quite busy because we're also planning to go to the pool. So yeah, it's going to be quite busy. Okay, so I wanted to talk about some local places to visit. So God has been putting on my heart and through various people just that I need to really do some travel, you know, travel vlogging, which I have. I have some vlogs on YouTube. It's Believe in the Magic Tracy is my YouTube channel where I have taken my photographs and made them into videos and with some voiceover, so you can see I have my October 2020 trip to West Virginia to celebrate my mom's life and her legacy, and I have started on my epic trip that I went on a few weeks ago with my friend Molly. We have all of Harper's Ferry, and I just recently put on the Love Sculptures video, and then I also have a Bible study. And I think I'm going to move this Bible study to this podcast. So today I want to talk about some local sites, things to do in the Dayton, Ohio area. It's actually a pretty interesting town with some of the things that you can do. So one of the things I discovered last week or so, and I actually went with one of my friends to go do this, was that there is, it's called Preservation Dayton. Preservation Dayton. And they have taken some of the historic neighborhoods of the Dayton area, and they have made walking tours. There is, I believe, 8 to 10. And I know there's a couple of them that they're still working on right now. There's a couple of them they're still working on creating, so you can't get to those just yet. But I actually went on part of one of them. The only problem I had with the one I went on is that they have a Google map, and you can it has the pinpoints of the different stops and everything, which is fine and dandy. My phone was acting up, and it was very difficult, and then we were missing places. But they also have a transcript where you can see the place and see the same information instead of having someone narrate it. Because that's the one way they have it, is they have someone narrating it. It's easier to see, okay, this is what I'm supposed to look for. This is what, you know, the house looks like. A lot easier. And then what I've done is I've actually taken and made stationary maps with direction, you know, with arrows on it on my iPad, so that I can have an easier time. And I've done that with two of them. So the one we did was South Park, and we did about half of it. I think there's, when I figured it out, I think there's 40 stops or 40 different houses that you can go and visit on it. And we visited about 20 some, and they talk about the architecture, some unique features of the house. And if they have some history, they will also give you some of the history behind it, which is quite, you know, quite interesting. We enjoyed seeing all that. I learned about Eastlake. Sorry, I'm distracted. There's birds flying around. I'm outside and there's birds flying around. Okay, sorry, I got distracted easily. So there some Eastlake architecture, which was named after a guy. I think his name was Charles Eastlake. Maybe that, or something like that. But his last name was Eastlake. And it's what you typically think of as gingerbread house type. Gingerbread house type features. They look like, the houses look like, are the, it was like porches we were looking at. It looks like actually like fancy legs, or, you know, the back of a fancy wooden chair. And then, so that was quite interesting, getting to see those different houses. We got to talk to a few people while we were walking around, one of which was a gentleman who, I don't know if he owned it or if he, you know, like someone else lived there or what, but it was, used to be a storefront. And when you look at it, you can still see the, you know, a little bit of the writing that announced the name of the storefront, which I like. I love that feature. And then underneath was this random circle window that, like, the inside went in, okay? And so then he was talking about the fact that he wanted to make a mural. Actually, in that area, they would call it signage. They'd have to have a sign. And so since it was called South Park District, Historic District, I'm like, well, you can make an, you know, the O be that window. So that would be kind of interesting. So we suggested maybe that he have a contest or something, or try to get some of his friends and have them, you know, come up with ideas. And then he picked the best one for that signage, since he can't really have a mural. Another person we talked to was, she just lived in the neighborhood, or I don't know if she lived in the neighborhood or she was just, you know, fixing things up because her boyfriend lived in the neighborhood and she was either visiting or she had moved in with him, and telling her about the preservation date. And then we talked to another gentleman when we were at this one place that it said Kroger, but as someone said, it was not a Kroger. So I don't know exactly what exactly it said. The paper said it was at Kroger Grocery and Bakery, and it said that it was the Church of Nazarene at one point, and it was apartments at one point, but someone said it was never a Kroger. When I went on the history of Daytonians on Facebook, so I don't know exactly. Okay, so we actually talked to a gentleman who worked, I don't know if he lived there, but at least worked, because there's a little business at that supposed Kroger's. We got to talk to him, and he said, you know, that area about 20 years ago, you would not have wanted to walk around whatsoever, and it's nice that they are revitalizing it, and they are bringing people in to see the area, which is, you know, as I said, that's really nice. One of the interesting things I found out about this area last year was that there was a famous murder. Well, I don't know how famous it was, but there was a murder that had occurred on one of the streets of South Park. So we are going to take a quick intermission, and then we're going to then talk about that murder, and then I'm going to give you a little bit of history of what South Park is and where it's located in the Dayton area. Okay, so let's talk about the murder. Okay, so on Oak Street, there was a big area that was known that a lot of German immigrants lived in. And so the story goes that this one German immigrant's daughter, it was 1867, so 2 years after the Civil War ended, she was at home and her mother used an axe and killed her and left her on the steps. And then she went to downtown Dayton area and started shopping. Act like nothing, you know, nothing was amiss. Brother comes home for lunch. It was factories back then, and they would dismiss and go home and eat and then come back. And he finds his sister on the basement steps, or the steps, cellar steps, some kind of steps. They think an axe murderer is loose in the area, not realizing that it was actually the mother. And the mother never confessed until she was on her deathbed. The house is no longer there. I have figured out about where it is, and it is now an empty lot, overgrown with different trees and different foliage. Okay, so what is the history of that area? Let me share that with you in just a second. Okay, so the area, it was at that point when they started it, it was developed in 1853, and it was in the countryside outside of Dayton. Now it's part of like the Dayton area, you know, but it was actually outside of Dayton center. And James and Johnson Perrine are the ones who developed that area, and they named it the streets Hickory, Wayne Avenue, Oak and Morton, and they had it in housing lots by 1870. Okay, so they named the streets James, Johnson, Perrine, and Garrett for a third brother. Okay, so then in 1884, John H. Patterson, you know, purchased it, the patents, created the National Cash Registry. And so his factories were on Main Street to the west of where the University of Dayton is, okay? And he coined the term South Park because it was south of his plants, his manufacturing plants. And a lot of the people who lived there actually worked for him, okay? So if we were to in the Dayton area, it's now around the fairgrounds, the Rubicon neighborhoods, and whereas the University of Dayton students live, okay? And then what he noticed was that, hold on, give me a second. So he wanted to have good landscaping, gardening clubs for the neighborhood children who had gone and vandalized his factory. So rather than them having all that time to vandalize and to create, you know, mayhem, instead he wanted them to create some art. And the art being these gardens. So, and then he helped design the public spaces because it said most of the people that lived there at that time were people that worked at the factory. So South Park is located, Wayne Avenue is like the boundary, or one of the boundaries, or one of the major roads. And then it's, if you know where Ghost Like Coffee is at Clover, it's, that's like in the middle, well, maybe in the middle, but it's like all up and down like Wayne Avenue, and then into the neighborhood behind there. So like there's Emerson, the parking lot for Emerson Schools back there. There's a Lutheran church back there. There used to be a United Methodist church. I don't know if it's anything right now. Oak, Morton, Perrin, Johnson, Garrett. Hold on, give me a second. I'm having a problem because I can think of it. It starts with a B. Bonner. And Bonner is one of the streets. So if you take this tour of this area, just go to preservationdayton.com. Is either .com or .org. It's probably .org. And look up the historic walking tours of the Dayton area. This one, as I said, it has a and Park Avenue. Because you start at Park and Wayne. So this one has 49 different stops. Actually, 50 if you count the South Park Park. So with that, next time I will talk about another part of the Dayton area or a surrounding Dayton area that might be of some interest to you. When I do talk about, you know, Dayton. And then I will also be doing some Bible readings. So I may be flip-flopping between the Bible reading, podcast for the day, and things to see in the Dayton area or surrounding areas, or I could also just be talking about what's going on in my life. Okay, so I hope that this was interesting, and I will see you on the flip side. Have a magical day. Remember to praise the Lord for all your blessings. Bye.